Hi, everybody, and welcome to this audio file recording for Block Club. My name is Katie Patrick. I am an environmental engineer and a behavior designer, and I am the founder of Block Club. And the mission and the purpose of Block Club is to get community groups together, that is, groups of neighbors together, to take action and support each other towards building carbon emissions free and sustainable communities. That means getting together to figure out how to get rid of all of the carbon emissions from your home, trying to also tackle the amount of waste we produce, and also looking at biodiversity and trees and vegetation. These are all wonderful, noble things that most people really want to see happen, but it can be very difficult to take these ideas and these technologies of want to have happen and actually get them implemented in the real world. And that is why I call myself a behavior designer now, or an action designer, and why I study environmental psychology and behavioral science to figure out how we can structure these type of projects so they're psychologically salient or sticky, and we can actually really get people on board to make the stuff that we want to have happen actually happen. And in years and years of research in this space about psychology and behavior design for the planet, there is one thing that comes out bigger and bolder and more influential and louder than everything else, and that is getting groups of people together, talking to each other with an agenda to take action. Real humans getting together in real conversations about what they can do, and in particular, people that live close to each other, that is, neighbors together on a block, people who live in the same suburb, people who are willing to go door to door and canvas and door knock on other houses of the people that you see walk by you on the street, or maybe your kids go to school together, or you work nearby at a local store. It's getting these groups of people together to collaborate and to problem solve to try to make these actions happen. And that is the vision of Block Club, to get groups of neighbors together to work together and then help them provide the tools to make these big pro-environmental changes happen. And once we've got these groups together, then we can really start diving into the behavioral science and the action design to really guide or lead our group to take action. And one of the big things that we really need to do if we want to create sustainable change, it's an essential part of good leadership, and it is absolutely not done enough in the climate and sustainability communities. Today, I'm going to take you through it, which is creating a vision for the amazing, beautiful, ecologically harmonious future that you want. We can do it for the whole world, but you know what? We can also do it for our block and our street. We can also do it for our neighborhood and our city and our street, or we can do it just for our own block, just for the street that you walk out on around your neighbors, or that you walk your kids to school on every day. We can imagine a world that is that geographically granular. That's our world. Our street is our world. That's where we spend most of our time. And you know what? That is where our true power lies, in influencing not just our own house, but the houses adjacent to us, in front of us, a couple of meters down, maybe even 500 meters or a kilometer or a mile around us. That's where we're really going to have our biggest impact. And to develop any movement, any group of people doing something in a direction for a cause, we need to articulate this vision of where we're going. There is an incredible quote that sums it up that I've used in my book and in my TED talk. You may have heard it before. It's by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, where he says, "If you wish to build a ship, do not divide the men to cut wood and take orders. Instead, teach them to long for the vast and endless sea." My mission for this podcast episode is to take you on a journey to start illustrating and idea storming and articulating in your own mind, what is the vast and endless sea that you will take your street and your neighbors and your suburb and your block? What will you inspire them to move towards? How will you hatch open this dream for the beautiful, ecotopia, sustainable future? To stoke that inner fire in them, stoke that intrinsic motivation to move towards sustainable action. It's crucial with all environmentally sustainable change that we invest in this type of intrinsic environmental action. That is what gets everybody psychologically primed to really want to take action. And then unless there's like a really big hurdle in the way, like a sustainable change might cost $20,000 or $30,000 and somebody literally does not have the money, there's really a metaphorical brick wall in front of them, stopping them from taking that sustainable action. You should be able, using basic behavioral science principles, to get everybody to do the pro-environmental changes that you want them to, if you're able to breathe some energy into this intrinsic motivational fire. And that intrinsic motivational fire is far more powerful than giving people financial incentives and free veggie burgers, buy one, get one free. These kind of small, gimmicky types of motivations, and often financial motivations as well. It can be much more powerful than all of those things. And trying to motivate people to take pro-environmental action by just telling everybody about how bad everything is, about the threats and the fears of climate change, about all the plastic in the ocean and all of the sea life that it's damaging. This negative-only style of communication really is not the most powerful way to build a social movement and to really deeply tap into people's emotions and get them to take action. That is a conversation that talks about the things that we are against. And it is known in political campaigning and in storytelling and in advertising that you don't tell people stories about what we're against. You get people to anticipate and to desire and to want something that is what we are for, not what we are against. So let's activate this imagination, this desire, this craving or want for the ecologically sustainable future that we for. Now, take a moment. You can grab a pen and some paper and start idea storming about what the ecological, sustainable future, amazing world would be on your very street. What would happen? You open your door and you walk out the front door. What is different? What are the materials made of? What is the road made of? Is there a road? Maybe there's no road. What are the other buildings like? Do they all have solar panels on the roofs? Has the shape of the street changed? Maybe there are more trees. Maybe there are fruit trees. Maybe there's just one bike path and a walkway where the kids walk to school. Is there something fun like an electric-powered small train that you can just hop on the back of it and it will take you into town or it'll take your kids to school? How do people get food and resources on their street? Does everybody go to the supermarket like regular? Or maybe there's a zero-waste Whole Foods electric-powered truck that comes by and refills everybody's supplies without using any plastic or any packaging. Does everybody harvest rainwater? Are there fruit trees? Are there vegetable gardens everywhere? Do people live more in interconnected communities rather than single-family buildings? Is there more colour, more art, a different type of lighting? Is it more of an organic country style or more of a sci-fi eco-futuristic kind of solar punk vibe? Maybe there's an abundance of flowers and roses and vegetation growth on the sides of the streets and in people's gardens. Maybe the community knows each other more. They get together once a month. They're helping each other. Everybody's swapping food and supplies and composting and childcare and emotional support and technical support with each other, with everybody on the street. Kind of like a big extended family. As a climate leader in your community, this is your duty to help people articulate this and imagine this vision. Once you seed this vision for the ecotopia future in people, you can't take it out. Once it takes hold, it's there for life. That's what is meant by that quote. Nothing is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. Once that idea gets in there, that person will be fundamentally, intrinsically motivated to move towards that beautiful, wonderful vision of the better world they can create in their local community. Creating this vision hatches something amazing, hatches this positive, creative, problem-solving, innovative energy in people. Or at the very least, it just hatches open joy and fun and human connection. And if you can illustrate this vision, you can draw a picture of this vision, go out and photograph your street right now. Just take a regular photograph on your iPhone, import it into Canva. If you've never used Canva, jump on canva.com, import it in, and just start dragging and dropping trees and flowers and solar panels and vegetable gardens. It's really easy to use. If you get stuck, Google a tutorial on how to use Canva, and you will find that process of illustrating and drawing your neighborhood or your street into the Ecotopia future, I promise you, no joke, cross my heart and hope to die, that you will experience some type of transcendental shift or emotional revelation by doing that little piece of artwork. Because I've done lots of them, and I have it every time I do one. I post them on social media and people adore them. And I've hosted multiple workshops teaching people how to do this, and they do it in the workshop and they have the same experience. Humans are built to innovate. We are built to change and manipulate and to construct and deconstruct the world around us. We are built to have agency, to get into teams, and to tinker and problem solve and change the world around us to improve our circumstances. If we're not doing this, we're not being authentic with the organism that we are. And that is why these little artworks, these exercises of imagining your neighborhood or your street as the new and improved Ecotopia future touch something so deep inside us, is that it reconnects us with our true authentic self. Our true authentic self that is the maker, the problem solver, the gardener, the builder, the person who is able to find your own energy and heal and contribute and bring together the people around you. We are all this in some capacity. And it is our purpose and our duty in life to find this. This is our purpose. Find that unique skill that we have. That's about influencing the world in a positive way around us and put it to work. And this imagination and creative exercise is a little bit of a taste of that. And as so many people missing that in their lives, they're not connected to that part in themselves. That's why this can be a very, very psychologically powerful exercise for people and bring them back in touch with this essential truth that we all share. And I would like you to start drawing a picture of what this imagined new street or block is. I want you to draw a picture of it with a pen and paper, crayons, silk painting, acrylic paint, any way that you want to do it, on a computer, by hand, mind map it out with ideas, write a poem, write a song. Why not a song? Do a mural. It can be an animation. You can get kids to do this. There is a high likelihood that the children will do a better job than the adults. Like a very high likelihood. If there is a child anywhere nearby, get them to do this. Hold like a party or hold a group creative project. Let's reimagine our street, our block, our neighborhood. I have many examples of incredibly inspiring EcoFutures artwork that you can download at the Imagine Project at katiepatrick.com/imagine to get inspired by and show other people what can be done to start putting these artworks together, but primarily to bring it back to the home base of what this episode is about, is that if you want to change the world and help climate change and sustainability, the first and foremost, most powerful thing you can do is to get to know everybody in your local community, on your street, get a group together and start activating them to start to make changes. And the first step you need to do to activate that intrinsic motivation in a group, groups are a very unique human psychological container for people to be in, which is quite different to when you are communicating to somebody as an individual. We've got this group here and we are activating them to yearn for the vast and endless sea, hatching open this dream in them, this idea whose time has come is going to take root, get implanted in their psyche in a way that will never go back. And the better you can get at articulating this dream, at sharing this dream, of getting people to fall in love with this dream, I mean, that is what is going to set your group on fire. That is what it's going to get them, you know, cheering and shouting from the rooftops and being like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't wait to put in my solar panels. This is going to be so cool. Yeah, let's put in like a fruit tree. Or I'd like love to spend all weekend slaving over how to put in a permaculture system, or people like nerding out for hours about how to figure out the best way to do the grey water and the water harvesting. You want to ignite this kind of inner sustainability nerd in people. And we do it through getting them to fall in love with this vision. So thank you for listening. I'm really excited to see your artwork and your visualizations if you put one together. It is step number one in building a movement. And thanks for being a part of Block Club.